We will gather around the table in a few moments. Obviously this morning, I can't preach the word I was going to preach this morning, but I want to bring a thought to you before we gather around the table. I just feel I have to change it. Turn with me to Psalm 61, and then Pastor Glenn will come up and bring us around the Lord's table. Read the scriptures and we'll break bread. And then we'll go on home after that. Turn to the Psalms, please. I had this scripture this morning in my head. Andrew prayed it, and I thought, okay, Lord, we'll bring a few thoughts out on it. Psalm 61, please. Verse 1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. Pause. Refrain. And let's think about this morning. Let us pray again. Father, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. And we thank you, Lord, that as we gather around the table this morning, even to worship, we thank you, Lord, you're still God who knows us inside and out. You love us in spite of us. And Lord, we put our trust in you. Father, we pray, Lord, that for these few moments, that you would take your word and wing it to every heart, especially to those, Lord, who struggle greatly this morning. Those who are struggling, Lord, not only in mourning and weeping, but those who are struggling in faith. Maybe even, Lord, those whose recent bereavements have come up again before their face, made raw and new and fresh. We pray thy blessed spirit would be upon them, that he would move and help them. So glorify your name in this word, we pray. For Jesus' sake I ask it. Amen. Andrew prayed it, it was in my mind, and I didn't know whether to change this morning or not, but it's short this morning because we did take time and give the time up for prayer there earlier. Psalm 61, I've told some maybe won't know this, some will know this, that Psalm 61 is very dear to me, but yet I think in the last 11 years, I've read it and preached on it maybe twice. I had other thoughts on it before, and the reason it was dear to me, but yet frightening to me, I'll tell you why. In our last church one Sunday morning, one Saturday evening, pardon me, a man had phoned me. It was early hours, actually. He had phoned me. He was in distress, and I tried speaking with him. And he says, I'll see you in the morning in church. I said, now make sure you're there. And when I got up to preach, I changed the message. Psalm 61 and verse 1 came to my mind, to my heart, my spirit. And I said to the church, look, I'm going to change this. And for me, I thought this psalm was for that man who had come into church. And the Lord wanted to speak. He obviously uses his word for others, but he wanted to speak for that to that man. And I felt, well, this is what the Lord wanted to do. And so I turned to Psalm 61 and I read what we read this morning. On the way out, the man never spoke. He never said that it spoke to him. Still to this day, I don't know if it did or not. But little did I know, by that evening, our family were thrown into a season of death and grief. The Lord really had given it to me. And I didn't realize that. By that evening, we had a sister dead. By the next week, we had another sister dead. And then my father died shortly after. And then my brother-in-law died. And they're all just down around us. It was a season we went through. And I was almost fearful to read Psalm 61 because of that context in that. But now I come through all of that and looking back, it's a blessed psalm to me. And what it really was God saying in the midst of it, trust in me. I'm here for you. It's hard to see when we're in the midst of grief. It's hard to see when we're in the midst of turmoil and trial and all of these things that come upon us. And notice here in verse 2 there's a few golden nuggets I want to give you just briefly this morning. In verse 2 he says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. You can write, no distance too far. There's no distance too far. And look, your troubles or worries or wherever you maybe feel you're going through at the moment, you're praying unto the Lord. Hear my prayer, O God, attend unto my prayer, wondering when God is going to break through and answer, when God's going to answer that prayer and relieve you, ease you, comfort you if you don't feel peace or comfort. He says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. There's no distance too far, brothers and sisters, where God does not know where you are, that God does not know how to find you, and that God does not know how to comfort you. And hence the psalmist here is saying to the Lord and yet to us this morning, God knows exactly where you are. You might live, we have people come to this church from as far as Ballymoney. We also think of our sister Lauren and the family. We buried Lauren's mum on Thursday up in Ballymoney. It was more grief in the church. And you might live in Ballymoney or from that area. You might be from Dungannon, Auchnacloy, some of you. You might be from Guildford. There's no distance where God cannot see you, know you, nor know how to reach you and how to help you. And he hear your prayer, whether your prayer is audible and even inaudible in the cries of your heart. And think not that God has left you, for he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And so from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. There's no distance too far. And then he says, when mine heart is overwhelmed, there's no distress too great. Just for a moment, this word, overwhelmed. Just let me get a drink, please. This word overwhelmed is the Hebrew word otaf, otaf. It gives the idea of a covering. When mine heart is overwhelmed. Sometimes we feel that our spirits, our hearts, our minds have been covered with grief and pain and hurt or mourning or distress or anguish, anxiety, and so on and so on. And this gives the idea of someone coming, as it were, like a large cloak and throwing it over your head, and it completely covers you. And David says in the psalm, there's been times, O Lord, when mine heart has been overwhelmed, or I feel that the cloak of darkness has covered me completely. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. When I was in my mid-teens, I got a budgie. You call them Sonny, S-O-N-N-Y. I thought my budgie was brilliant. But he was noisy at times. And you could do nothing to keep him quiet. And what we used to do, especially at night, was to get a sheet and put it over the cage, hanging up on the stand, and the cage dropped down. See, our brother Gary lost his mum on his way to you, Gary. Praying for you, brother. And you know that budgie quieting down? It had a new voice. Sonny didn't make a cheap out of him. He was completely covered. He was completely quiet. This is the similar idea with our heart. If things completely cover us, drown us, we're drowning in it. And sometimes we'll lose our voice in the sense where we lose our voice before God. We lose our voice to know what to say. We lose our voice to know how to say and to cry out. And the psalmist here is saying, there's a distance, but you know where I am. And then he says, there's a distress, but you know how to help. Thirdly, my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. The psalmist is saying, there's coming a deliverance. That only God can bring you to. The rock that is higher than I, and when you're up a mountain, everything seems smaller than you. When you're on a high ledge looking down, you feel like you're the one that's high up and all is very little. Especially even all problems when you're feeling, as it were, on that mountaintop experience with God. When things are going good, things are going well. And even when you get relief from your distress, when God places you somewhere and suddenly that relief gives you the lift. And the idea here is, lead me to the rock. It's the word, gives the word, we would get a word like repatriate. You know, when someone passes away in a foreign country, when someone goes on holidays or maybe they've moved away and they die in a foreign country, they repatriate the body home. And the psalmist is saying, I'm covered over. Would you lift me, Lord, because I feel like I'm drowning and I'm sinking. Would you repatriate me, Lord? Would you take me? I can't do it. I can't make it. I can't achieve it on my own strength. But Lord, if you bring the ease, you can repatriate me to a rock that is higher than I. Where blessing is, where relief is, where help is, where hope is. And so brothers and sisters, this morning, in this short meditation on this, Christ is our rock. Christ is the rock of our salvation. And this morning, as we have been thinking of all that has went on, and Christ is our rock this morning. Christ is the rock who came and gave us the strength to be able to stand in faith and hope and trust in him, even when all things have changed all around us. We wonder, how did this happen? How did we get here? Your life has been turned upside down and you're spinning on your head, so to speak. We have a firm foundation. A firm foundation. A rock. And I say this and I'll close. And sometimes in our grief, in our mourning, in our hurts, in our trials, in our we're looking, as it says in Psalm 30 and verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We're looking for the morning, for the night seems so long. It's been so long. And when we've been there, brothers and sisters, we look for the Lord and we say, where are you? And we've maybe even in our hearts, we've no strength to speak, to look to him. I want you to know that when you fall as a believer, you don't fall off the rock. You fall on it. And you find he's always your foundation there. He's your foundation. He died for us that we might live. He died for us that we might be forgiven. He died for us that we might be with him. Pastor Glenn, would you lead us around the table, please?